20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am Sean DePaul, impersonator and creator of the app Deal Breakers, where I can look at the different deals that are being offered by a given, commerce outlet, store, what have you, and figure out if mathematically you're actually getting a good deal or if it's like another deal that's happened. For example, sometimes stores will say buy one, get one 50% off. And then the next week it'll be 25% off weed or whatever. Whatever the deal may be.
Or whatever, huh?
That can be the same deal. And it isn't inspired by me catching a dispensary, trying to do just the same mathematics book, slicing the cake up different ways and calling it a pie. With that said, I am Sophia Alexandra.
Welcome to the pod. Hello. I am the inventor of my own measuring system based on my hand. You know, like...
Oh, like feet?
Handful... Or like a thimble, or like, you know, but all on my hand. It's called the Gray Hand system, and I am Miles Gray, of course.
Wow. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Miles Gray. So me go so then. Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them one do. That was sort of a taste of what I do on the side as a Sean DePaul impersonator. But this is not a Sean DePaul show. This is a show about what? Actually, I'll tell you what it's called first. It's called 420 Day Fiancé, according to Debbie. Okay? You saw the receipts. Debbie knows about the strength of the show.
If you didn't see the cameo, go to 420 Day Fiancé's Instagram right now.
Debbie coming with wisdom.
That is the most epic, wise, uplifting thing that anyone's ever done for me. So, Miles, you are a real one for that. Thank you.
I couldn't have... There's no other person that I could have done it for without thinking twice, okay? And it was... It's not even money being well spent.
It's almost like you're Chicken Man and you taught me how to drive again.
What are you doing, Chicken Man? Don't kill him, please. You don't get it. He ran a school for children that lost their limbs in lithium mines for Tesla batteries.
He voices books for deaf kids.
Chicken Man. Anyway, I'm sorry. You might be new to this show, and that's past lore. And if you don't know about Chicken Man, get in, honey, or get the fuck out, because Chicken Man is the gospel truth.
We know, the truth is out there. So is Big Mike, who is back on this season of 90 Day Fiancé, which is what this podcast, 420 Day Fiancé, is about.
Boom.
Our favorite show, 90 Day Fiancé. And all of its various iterations. And today we're talking about the OG 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yes.
Season 8, episode 1. And the title is, I Think You're My Future.
That is, I love the certainty of that. I think you're my future. I love to hear it.
What I love about the title of that is it is pretending that we have not seen some of these couples before.
Right. Quite literally watch them come together and fall apart at the seams. But sure.
Oh, I love.
Let's give it another go.
Hurt Me Again, Podcast Daddy.
Hurt Me Again, TLC. And honestly, TLC, I'm glad that you are giving Mike a platform because the truth is out there and will continue to be out there.
Also, how are we not going to trust a dude who's 6'7"? About the skies, okay? If there's aliens out there, obviously he would spot them way before us.
Thank you. We rest our case. We rest
my honor,
our case.
We rest our case.
So we're back. It's 90 Day Fiancé, the regular show. No chasers, no mixers. It's just great 90 Day Fiancé. And this is what we like. We like new couples, and we don't know about their tragic IRL backstories that we've ruined by looking on the Reddits or the internets about any facts. These are the couples, okay? We're meeting a few for the first time, and I have to say, I'm liking so far what I'm seeing. Just generally, I'm just taking a bird's eye view. I see the bullshit bubbling.
honey, as a Ukrainian, seeing two Ukrainian bitches that are for sure gonna ruin those two men's lives, I could not be more delighted.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to translate everything for you guys instead of the subtitles, because, you know, them shits lie. It's just, it's going to be delicious. I'm just, I'm really, really excited. These Ukrainian women are already just wiling, and it is episode 1.
Wiley so Coyote.
Lucky. We're so lucky.
Meep. Yes. Oh, man. And meep, meep, and meow, meow. Two.
Meep, meep.
Let's just get into it. We don't need to talk too much. If you're new to the show, welcome. This is what we do. We're talking that shit. We're trying to give these people adjudications based on their behavior on this show. And let's begin with this new couple, Brandon, who is 27 years old, from Dinwiddie, Virginia, who is in pest control but also works on his parents' farm, and his girlfriend, Julia. I don't know, how old is she?
Okay, here's the thing. Her name is not Julia. It's Yulia.
Yulia. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
And it's not on you. They keep calling her Julia. And it's really annoying because it's not like Americans can't pronounce Yulia. It's like, just fucking do it.
But is that her doing? But whatever. Is that her like being, that's her swag, like on the internet?
You know what I mean? Maybe.
Or is he really just being like, honey, I can't, that sounds like Julia. And that's probably what it is here. So I'm going to call you Jules. Okay, Julo, is that cool, honey? I love you. Don't worry about me. And he is, he's interesting. She's the same age, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Where is she from? Krasnodar?
Krasnodar. Krasnodar. The color red is Krasny, but it's also like the same word as, or root as like beautiful.
Okay.
So, that's kind of like...
And what's Dar?
It's like an ending for city.
Oh, okay. Like Ville.
Yeah.
Beautiful, exactly. Redville for all my Russian speakers out there. Quick translation, back of the napkin math there, and that's how I've botched an entire language. So yes, that's where she's from. And he lives with his parents who run this kennel farm thing. And they are... something else. They are so fucking corny, and I don't know what to make of them. I'm like paralyzed, like,
can
watching
we
them
first talk about Brandon and how he's so fucking wholesome.
This dude
enjoys pest control.
Yeah,
this motherfucker was like, I love crawling underneath houses. You never know what kind of fucked up thing you're going to find down there. And I, for one, found that delightful.
And I get to wear a suit over my... I got coveralls, so it's fine. I can get nasty. You know what I mean? I don't have to worry about messing up my clothes. I'm in there.
See how excited he was when he found like a maggot or whatever? He's like, ah, there you are. I was like, ugh, gross. But again, proud of how wholesome he is.
Yeah, he definitely...
That dude looks like a fucking graham cracker. That's how wholesome he is.
Wow, that you put that very well. Yeah, and he looks like a young Republican who is about to become like the devil's advocate himself. But on the fit, you're like, that sweet boy? No, the pest control kid. His behavior as a pest control technician, interacting with customers. Oh my god. That's a 7-star Yelp review from me, just off the strength of what I saw coming off the screen. I was like, you are fucking professional. You are making sure the procedures are understood. I like this guy. Enough about his pest control and more about his parental control. That seems very, very intense. His mother, Betty, I believe, is...
Speaking of intense.
Wow. Her vibe is like this kind of school teacher. Like, her hair is stuck in this like time dimension and is such like aggro conservative looks that it's the kind of person you don't want to be confronted by, like being caught smoking weed in public. Like if you were hitting like something like a cheeky blunt somewhere and someone came up like, hey, what are you guys doing back here? I'd be like, oh, fuck. It's exactly the kind of narky fucking... snitch person I don't want to be around.
She looks like she would hit you, you know, in class with like a ruler after mm-hmm. like laughing and being like,
right.
She has crazy like vibes. And like, I'm like, I don't know, but her face says to me that I hate Jews. That's what I'm seeing written in that face. I mean,
she got the cross on. She lets you know what time it is.
Yeah. It's time for me to burn in hell. That's the vibes I'm getting. And she's going to put me there.
Oh, damn.
Anyway. I'm telling you, I intensely dislike that woman. She runs her son, and it is disturbing.
It's something else.
He's 27. This bitch won't let him stay in the same room as his fiance.
Well, she's saying, like, it's because, you know, when we're on vacation, whatever, and it's like they have their own hotel room, fine. But, like, when it's in, like, my house, it's just like, I don't know. But then, and then she looks at her husband's like, I don't know, maybe they're sneaking off because that's probably what we do when we're younger. But I just don't want to know about it. I just want to know about it. It's like, okay.
The fact
look.
That she assumes that if they slept in the same room, she would know about it. Like, they'd both come to breakfast and be like, well, yesterday's doggy style went great. Ugh. It's like, if they're going to be sneaking into each other's rooms to fuck anyway,
they are
why
gonna
do
be,
you
yeah.
care? Lady?
They are going to be quiet as little spiders. You would never know.
We all
never
done
know.
The fucking.
Oh, my fucking
house
at someone's
bit.
Parents' house? Oh. Here's the thing. If you just, and I've
you
been in
eat
a situation
the pillow,
too.
And that is it.
You eat the whole pillow.
You
okay?
eat the whole damn pillow.
And yeah, and you hold your own nose until you sort of dry heave. But like the thing with going to like visiting the parents, I've dated people who had the more conservative family and they're like, you know what, Miles, you're going to be sleeping down here because my daughter. Yeah, you're just going to sleep down here. Like in those situations. You just find weird places
to have
sex.
Exactly.
And it's way, dude, you're like, do you want me to catch me having sex with your daughter like in a fucking weird closet that you might, there's a good chance
on
you're going to go
your
into?
Your beer freezer in your garage or in your fucking car? Like what? You're not leaving me a lot of options, but it's going to go down.
What am I supposed to do, sir? If there's just a room, I will respect you in that you would never know. You would never
give
know.
Give me a chance to have sex silently.
Yes,
in your house.
You. The right
sir.
To come in silence, sir.
Like God intended.
Exactly. Article 17. The right to come in silence.
My honor, it's been granted.
Thank you so much. The case has been ruled. Court is adjourned. Another one. We just did it for justice. You know what I mean?
Another one.
That's actually 3 million points for us.
They
that's a justice
said we
bonus
couldn't
for us.
Solve another court case, so we had to solve another court case.
The right
case.
To come in silence. Oh, shit.
The right to come is ours. It always has been.
Woo. Let him know, DJ Khaled. So, yeah, we do have the right to come in silence. I believe
it's
they do,
DJ
too.
DJ Comet. I'm so sorry.
But boy. Come J. Khaled. What about that? So, yeah, the other thing that's going on with the parents is that when they're, like, getting the room prepared, like, when his mom is sort of like, you know, you guys are in different rooms, or when his dad is talking about it, we find out Brandon hasn't told her that this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, because she would probably be like, fuck that.
Right. He's like, well, his dad is like, are you serious? You're not going to tell? He's like, look, I'm going to tell you, man, for like any kind of relationship to work, like you got to communicate, like just on the, you don't even have to get along. Even if you communicate, like at least you know you don't like each other and it's easier from there rather than being passive aggressive and resenting each other like most people do. Just communicate. Don't make this shit a surprise and be like, surprise. My mom's going to take you to the gynecologist to get birth control. Like,
there's so many fucked up things about this woman. This bitch was folding her son's jeans while telling him, you're in a big boy room now. I was so disgusted. I was so sickened. This woman is a real problem. She needs to be taken care of.
And the other thing, if she has an opportunity to control the situation, she takes it. Like, even with the picking Yulia up from the airport has turned into a way for his mother to, like, bring them even closer to her, which in that, like, she paid for her flight to come over here and also booked a like sightseeing vacation in DC where they're picking her up from as like a way to be like, nope, like we're doing it my way. You're not going to get away from me and have like some solo fuck fest in a dodgy Airbnb. We're going to all hang out as a family and we can do it in a just hotel room.
I fucking crushed a glass in my hand when she was rushing everyone out and out into the car. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I was like, I will murder you.
Here we go,
lady. You're so upsetting. Everything about you is so controlling and upsetting.
She's just, you know, and it shows. He's stuck in childhood. You know, the fact that, like, even the way they sort of bicker, right, is so, it's like he doesn't even have the intellect of a 15-year-old when he argues with his mom. That's how much they regress. Because when she says, you know, we don't like that she's going to sleep with you and that's just how it is. His only response is, well, I just don't get it. Okay, what? You just don't get it? Hey, motherfucker, do stand up a little bit here. I think you can say more than, I just don't get it. Like, for her, because what is she going to do? The interaction's always like, well, I don't get it. What'd you say? Nothing. Nothing, Mom. Fine. Fold. Give me the jeans to fold. Exactly, Brandon. Don't sass me. Sorry, I didn't. What the heck? What'd you say? Nothing. God. You know, he could have said, Mom, please, you know, like, we're adults. This is inevitable. I would have been like, yo, you want to catch me fucking in your Fabergé egg room? Give us the right to come in silence, you fucking devil.
I think you're really overestimating her by thinking that she has a Fabergé egg room. I bet it's just those, like, what? Those, like, Hummel figurines, right? Of those, like, babies and, like...
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, breeding or, like, catching a fish or whatever the fuck that they find charming. That's what I bet. Yo, okay. One time, I dated this dude named Steve, and we fucked at his parents' house, and there's, like, a giant, giant crucifix with a Jesus just, like, right.
The brass Jesus?
The cross. Yeah, just, like, across from the bed, and it was so fucked up and upsetting. But low-key, as a Jew, I was like, I'm here to desecrate this. Meow!
Yeah.
Meow! So it was perfect.
What's that? What happened in here, honey?
Oh my gosh! Cum.
The crucifix is weeping. Look, honey, there's tears coming down. Take a photo.
Oh,
it's a miracle.
No, it's not tears. She squirted.
Okay. Anyway, so back to this whole thing. A couple details about Julia or Jules or Julo and Brandon together. A shout out to my homegirl Julia, I call Julo. That they met when his friend met her at a club, I guess, and then said, "Yo, you got a face chat, homegirl here." And
his friend video chatted him.
Right.
From the go-go club, from the club, to show him the go-go dancer that he thought that Brandon would be into. And Brandon was like, okay, you're right. I'm gonna propose to her.
He said he was sprung within 6 hours of just interacting with her on a fucking video chat.
Yeah.
6 hours, sir? Within 6 hours, and then
6 hour tour.
I'm sorry. After 5 months and only one meetup, you propose? That's a scam, bro. We're coming in hot right now, and it was, you know, there was some nice photos. Like, before we learn a little bit more about them, he mentions how they met up in France or whatever, and like it seemed nice. The family was posing together and you're like, oh, well, that's interesting. Normally that ends up being like a conflict episode on this show that like this has already happened. And he like flew her out to fucking Iceland and like proposed to her. And he's also broke as fuck because he's been flexing so hard.
Yeah, he flew her to Iceland and he flew them to France for the families to meet.
Yeah.
So he's out a lot of money.
He's dropping major coin.
I don't even know, like, what do you make as a pest control person. I'd like to know. I bet that pays pretty well, right?
No, you know,
he, like, chemicals and whatever.
He he spent all his graduation money and whatever money. Like, he just burned
he's
through all,
27.
Like.
He's 27. He didn't graduate, like, recently.
Whatever it is. You know, just, like, that money you've been holding on to. Like, I feel like there's always a moment, or I don't know, for me, there was money I had saved up, like, my entire life. And then I blew through it, when I was, 20. Like, I had no money again.
How
and
much
I was, like,
money
working.
Did you save up?
Not that much. But, you know, like.
But
I
mean, how much?
You're doing. It was, like, $8,000.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I'm impressed.
But just like from here and there, like not, but also not being able to work, like you're living off that shit. You're stupid with your money. Like, you know, you're eating fucking real good every night. Taco Bell. You know what I mean? if you want. And
supersizing meals all over the fucking
and I remember
McDonald's.
Like, I remember vividly like blowing through like the, you know, like there's always like, well, I still have that little bit of money that I always could like say that I saved, and it was just getting lower and lower, and I was spending it so much like trying to impress someone I was dating, and I was like, so I was just thinking of this, but I'm
you're
like,
an idiot.
Yep, I know that one. Yeah, but you know what? That's just like what, that's like a lesson you have to learn. Because
okay,
was
the pussy good?
My
honor.
No, my honor, no
You've
comment.
You've taken an oath, my honor.
My honor, there was no sex, my honor.
No!
Okay, court
Are
has been adjourned.
Serious?
Let's
no!
get close. We're moving on.
No,
to the
no,
next...
no, no. I'm sorry. I'm putting more detectives on this case.
Mm-hmm. Please don't put the DA on this.
I have to.
I can't be cross examined by Marcia Clark.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was
what
foolish.
What were you doing?
I was being.
Trying
I was
to buy
giving
affection?
My money away.
My
yeah. Own. Yeah, you know, you don't because you run
you
out of options. Like, you don't
that.
Know how
you're
to
fucking some of the hottest background dancers from all of the 2000s videos that I've ever
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, you know, it's been a bumpy road. You know, you're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. I got to tell you, kids, you're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. Take it from me. You never know. One minute you're on top, the other minute you're literally buying shit that you will never see come back in any way, shape, or form, even in the form of a text that you got the gift. But again, like I said, these are the things
God.
That you have to learn as a human being, like, you know, to start like advocating for yourself and being
Can
like,
I
yo,
hold you like a little baby bird in my arms.
Yes. And also I need you to pre-masticate the food for me and to spit it in my mouth.
I shall do it.
Thank you. Thank you, Alicia Silverstone.
Will you pee
I
and
salute
poop it
you.
Out of one opening?
I can try.
That's all I can ask.
I might get really sick.
Look, again, that is what I wanted
okay.
from this.
And see, that's what's called dedication. Okay. You know, let's take a
hey,
quick
that's
break.
A transparency bonus.
Yeah, you're absolutely that right. That is a quick, yeah. How many
that's
points is
plus
that?
Plus 1 million to
that
you
is 1 million.
And to me.
Yes. But I will try that right now. Hope I don't pass out, and we'll be right back after this.
Full 20-day fiancé.
America's so fucking tight. America. And we're back, and we're not done with Brandon and Julia, Yulia, Julo, Gulia yet. Let's see. His mom, who's a good Christian woman, I just want to state that at the top, is very concerned that she could be perceived as a stripper because she's a go-go dancer.
She also said prostitute.
Prostitute.
And here's
the
thing.
Out of here.
None of those things are bad. And it's also really annoying and stupid and makes you look foolish when you conflate every single one of them. But also
right.
it just shows me that you're so scared of your own pussy that you're like, oh my God, I hope that she doesn't have any agency over her own sexuality.
Like one of those people. Well, you know. At least her son hasn't blown through all of his cash because he did have a Nintendo Switch Lite.
Yo,
Turquoise Edition.
Can we send her to Castlevania right now? Or do we have to wait?
No, I'm pretty sure.
What does the algorithm say?
Well, it takes some, the speed of Castlevania is like the speed of sound. It takes a second for it to wrap up.
There it is. Yep. She has been canceled.
Yeah. Just takes a second because of daylight savings.
Who is her roommate right now in Castlevania?
There's a ton of people down there.
Yeah, I know, but like she's a new arrival. Like, who are they putting her with?
Oh, I think her buddy might be Ariella.
Yes. Yes, or Devin. You're correct.
Mm-hmm. I think it could, or it might be Devin. I don't know yet. I have to look. I have to look and see.
It's a room where it's just bunk beds, but you're not sleeping in like different beds. You're sleeping in each other's assholes. And that is why it's Cancelvania.
How is that physically?
I don't know. I am not from there.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think that's one of those like really hasty like generalizations that people make about Cancelvania that's like kind of not accurate. So like, I don't know. It's kind of weird that you would like make a cancelable assumption about Cancelvania, but like, I don't know. Like, you're not from there. I mean, like, you shouldn't really talk about it. Sorry.
I visited. And this version of Human Centipede was very popular when I was there.
Like a human matryoshka doll.
Matryoshka.
Matryoshka. Thank you so much. You know, because I'm down here too. And that's why I can talk about it, because I've been here for years. So what else? The other thing, this sightseeing vacation, I hope that goes well. One thing that we like he reveals is sort of like, well, I hope things aren't like when we were in France. And you're kind of like, well, hold on, sir. What was that? What are you talking about? You know, what happened in France?
Exactly.
Great. What's going on? Because his mom was also like, like exhaled, like exasperated exhale, acknowledging something went down. And essentially it was just that when they were out there, she showed a side of herself that he hadn't seen because, yeah, you've only met her like once in person.
Yeah, everyone's so surprised. I'm like, oh, another side? You mean just a side because you don't know her at all?
Yeah, he's so fucking naive, this poor young man. And he's just saying like, well, one moment, like I called her Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde because one moment she was nice. The other moment she'd be like yelling or just nagging about something. And I didn't know what was going on. So, you know, I was a little just not that stoked about it. But we'll see. We'll see. She can be, I guess, mercurial is a good word to put it. When really he was like, I don't know what the fuck this motherfucker capable
of. Dude, yeah. He couldn't spell mercurial. Are you kidding
me? He couldn't?
Yeah.
Oh, he could. Oh, he could. It's a brand of pest control equipment. So let's talk about Betty, who is out of control in her attempts to control Julia and her body, all kinds of shit. They were his parents real quick were cornering him. Be like, so like, is she on birth control?
Like, how you fucking, you doing it raw?
Like low key. Yeah. We hitting it raw.
You mean not being safe? And then his little explanation about it is how I knew he was trash. He was like,
yeah.
The producer's like, so okay, she doesn't want to take birth control because you know it's like chemicals and she doesn't really like putting medications into her body. Why won't you use condoms though? What about condoms? And then he goes, well, they're just like, there's nothing wrong with them. They're just like not as fun. And that's when I'm like, you're a fucking idiot and you deserve whatever this woman's going to do to you to fuck your ass up.
Yeah, that's a wild way to live. And such as I've always just had a very healthy fear, like just always wanted to be safe with sex. And could never in my mind understand like friends who were like, dude, it's just fucking, dude, it's not the same. It's not the same. And I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, your life won't be the same.
Exactly. A lot of shit isn't the same. Like,
I could hold off till I'm with somebody and I'm like, okay, we're doing this the right way. Cool. But like, I'm not out. Like, I don't, I remember one time my friend made this with like stupid ass joke, but like, the mentality of like raw daddy shit bros of being like, yo, like, I remember one time being like, yo,
what I'm sorry, raw daddy shit bros. That's the name of my punk band.
Raw daddy shit bros. You know, the raw daddy shit bros. We all know these dudes talking this same culture. Like, doesn't feel the same though. That's the problem. Like, I remember being like, sincerely being like, yo, what brand of condoms do you use? Blah, blah, blah. Asking like a thing about condoms or like what condom was at a store or something like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's that condom brand or whatever? And he's like, oh, what brand of condom do I use? I don't know. Fucking Air? And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, Rod.
You're like, oh, is that a Nike product?
Yeah. Air condom vapors. That's what I'm rocking. Yeah, I don't know. So when he said that, that's when I was like, oh,
also,
you're
also the thing about it is innocent. So sorry, before I'm just gonna go off real quick. The thing that makes me really mad about the raw daddy, what did you say, raw daddy shit bros? Is when they're RDSBs. Like, it doesn't feel the same, but they are like assuming that it feels the same for us.
Right.
Like, ho, I don't like it either. I don't want your dick inside a trash bag if not necessary, but we all make do with what we can, like you not being able to find the clit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
fucking just deal with it.
Look, we're all coming in getting about 50% of our needs met, like a negotiation between Submit and his mom. Okay, at least you're walking out of here with 50%. Okay, we'll both come kind of.
I mean, compared to having a child that you didn't want
absolutely
and can't
not. And
fucking
just being,
take care of, what?
Being safe, not putting people at risk in general. Like, anyway, this could
I
be a whole other show.
I also
don't
think that this woman would also have an abortion. If she doesn't like having, like, taking fucking birth control, I doubt she's going to be cool with, like.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing.
Anyway.
Let's pivot now. From that to his mom, who is trying to ensure that she doesn't need an abortion, because on the way to get her from the fucking airport, Betty calls on a cellular telephone and has an out loud conversation with a gynecologist about bringing Julia in to talk about options
this
for youth.
This bitch is so crazy. I cannot. Hello. This is a phone call I'm making on behalf of a woman that has no idea it's happening. Could you check her vagina out, please, when you
please?
Have a chance?
Please
you
do that.
You fucking crazy woman.
She's just got like, you know, she just feels like that's her, when it's her son, it's like this, like Julia's like cattle or livestock that she has to go to take to the vet to make sure it's safe for her son to play with.
Jesus, disgusting. Okay, let's move on.
All right, let's move on to see. Like, look at all that. I got so much energy for these people because these new
Me
couples.
Too, because I'm so excited. Yeah, it's a new season.
Yeah.
And I think the first two couples we have the most to say about, because the second two couples we already fucking know, and it's the same old shit with them.
Same old shit. Yep.
Let's talk about Jovi and Yara. So one thing about Yara, it's short usually for Yaroslava. Just FYI.
And then what's the shortened version for the male version?
Yaroslav?
Yeah.
Slavic.
Oh, interesting. So they get the Slavic and then the ladies get the Yara. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yara the main.
One of my best friends, or I mean, I was like a child, but when I was like in fourth grade was a girl named Yara.
Oh, shit. Shout out to her. You know what?
She's kind of a bitch, but you know, we all.
Oh, you know
mistakes.
What? Never mind. No, shout out to her then.
Take it back. Like take it back.
You know what? Whisper out to her. The opposite of a shout out. inhale. Inhaling.
It's a shout in. It's a shout in.
When you come in silence. Exactly. It's the
yes,
same thing.
Exactly.
And which we all have a right to come in silence. I just want to say that we all know that's part of the constitution of this country and the world.
And our Jovi. Podcast. No bad packing, no chocolate diamonds, and yes to coming in silence.
Coming in silence. If you have to, you know what I mean?
If you have to.
But everybody deserves a right to have their toenails blow off in ecstasy. Jovi and Yara from Kyiv. And this fool just wakes up and has a beer is the first thing we see. So I'm like, no, I don't care what I see after this. The producers just put you on blast, sir. And you were fucking up that Bud Light tall can. Before presumably getting in your car and driving out to the swamp to meet up with your family.
I think his whole vibe is just like really New Orleans. When I was there for a comedy festival,
drinking
and I was hanging out, my friend was like, he was driving us in his truck to go to the bayou to go do like an alligator tour thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, hold on. I'm going to just run into this like convenience store real quick. I'm going to get a road beer. Do you want one? And I was like, pardon?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, mm-hmm. a road beer, like the beer you drink while you drive.
We're cruising, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding? And he's like, no, that's just how it is here. Then I found out that you go through drive-thrus and get these giant ass daiquiris.
Yep, little hurricane.
Motherfuckers do not care. And it's like, that's just like a way of life in New Orleans. So when I saw that dude do that, I'm like, on one hand, he has a serious problem. On the other hand, I'm like, he lives in New Orleans.
Yeah. That's
it's
like
a different world out there.
That's like cut to LA. Miles goes to taco truck.
Exactly. It's like,
yeah, this is what we do out here. I don't know.
Exactly. It's the vibe of the
place. Drink a beer. Yeah, you can drink a face grenade alcohol on Bourbon Street and then hop in your car and get these kids to soccer practice. God damn it.
Yeah.
They're playing club now. And these jerseys are expensive. Yeah, I'm also looking, what's the legal, because I'm like, the legal limit maybe needs to be, is it higher? No, it's still 0.08 in Louisiana, so I'm like.
No, it's not higher.
Yeah, it's I don't just, know why. I'm like, yo, it's chill, man, because like they got the drive-thru. They know, look, you're a little fucked up when you're driving.
It's a state mandate on, yes, we can all be fucked up on alcohol and drive.
If there are any Louisiana listeners out there, what's the deal? Like, what's the culture of getting pulled over drunk? Like, does everybody have a deuce and they just make them super affordable? Because out here in LA, that's $10,000 out the fucking window.
Not just that, but it's on your record for 10 years.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying monetarily, like you can't fuck around and get like, I mean, people do, but that shit is
not. Yeah, monetarily also, if you want to be driving that entire 10 years, your insurance is insane.
Is insurance higher because they like, yo, y'all motherfuckers be drinking and driving, but we got to operate there. So fuck, here's a deal. You know, you get three.
New Orleans
three...
is wild. It's one of my favorite cities.
I love it. I love
it
New Orleans
so much.
Oh.
One of the
and
things
I love
that
how
I,
swampy it is. Like, I don't give a fuck about the rats either. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah, like, I lived in D.C., had big-ass rats over there, too.
Yeah, fuck with rats. I'm
matter.
The year of the rat. It's my year right now, 2020. Fucking year of the rat. We out here.
Yeah, you just, they're king. That's cool.
Meow. I'm a
don't
cat
do
rat.
Don't do that. They don't like that.
No, we get
don't
along.
Don't you meow. The meow. Cats.
That's
rats
me and a
like
rat.
Cats.
Anyway, what the fuck are we talking about? Back to Louisiana, back to Jovi. What's Jovi's real name? What do you think his biblical name is?
Jovi.
Jova. Wow. That bass line, it goes. The Gypsy Kings.
That entire album is fucking fire.
Man, I fuck with him.
I fuck with
hard,
the Gypsy
too,
Kings.
You know?
Heavy.
I fuck with the guitarra music. You know what I mean? Música guitarra. And so... Look, we're an international podcast. What do you want from us?
You know.
Oh, yo, quick side story. I got so fucked up at a Gypsy Kings concert at the Greek. And I remember being drunk as fuck, screaming oink, oink, oink at police when we were leaving the parking lot of the thing. And the traffic was going so slow out the parking lot, they pulled us over. They pulled us over with their flashlights. They were on foot and they said, pull over. Pull the fuck over. We were all fucked up. My one homie had a Steel Reserve tall can. He was gripping it with the back of his knee and his thigh. And because the cops like, let me see your hands and shit. They were fucking, you know, they were fucking with us because obviously I'm screaming dumb shit out the window in a car that is going 4 miles an hour. My friend's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, bro. Fuck them. And they pull up and they go, do you guys have something to say? And we all played dumb as fuck. We're like, what? Nah, what do you mean? What'd you hear? Y'all got something to
thank
say?
Thank you for your service.
Nah, I was like, I didn't say anything. They're like, nah, because it sounded like you guys had something to say. I'm like, but what did you hear? Because I didn't say anything. What did you hear? I don't understand. What? No. No, officer. No. Honestly, please. Like, you know, the ratios are pretty good in here. It's two people of color and two white people. So... Can we skate? And we did. We skated right on out of there. Shout out to Jeff Weissman for being at the wheel. Okay. So shout out to Joby Joba. He works in underwater robotics and got like the good job, I'm pretty sure, based on his lifestyle. Or I don't know.
I want to know what underwater robotics is.
Hey, don't worry about it. Look, Why is he on trial?
I just pictured robot sharks, and I know that's not right. So, can someone just tell me?
Wait,
what
so what?
Do?
He works on robot shark maintenance?
No, I'm like, he makes them and just releases them into the swamp.
Okay, so
I
his
don't know
job.
How or why?
You saw. Huh? You meet someone. Hi, I work in underwater robotics. Oh, is that so? Do you get more money because it's dangerous or what? Because of the sharks. Huh? No, like I help repair like pipelines and underwater like cable arrays and things like that, but using robotics to. And what were you? I'm sorry, the sharks? Oh, nothing. Uh huh.
Okay, still though. Pipes? I don't know. What are you really doing down there?
I mean, look, we can go around and around all day, but I know what the fuck is up, Jovi.
Exactly. The truth is out
Jovi,
there,
Jovi, you robot shark fuck. So, he has a nefarious plan to release an army of robot sharks across the globe, and the way his work schedule works is for 4 weeks, he's on call all day. He's straight grinding for 4 weeks. But then he has 4 weeks off, and that's when the partying happens. And his life is basically work 4 weeks, party 4 weeks, rinse, repeat. And it's kind of interesting because when you hear that, you're like, okay, this dude is wild. And he's also being like, but you know, the more I traveled, the more I got open and to seeing how other people live. Like, you're also seeing this like classic thing of like how travel creates empathy too. And he's really like, you see that through all these photos because he truly goes all over the fucking world. Like every place nearly imaginable. And suddenly he's like Bayou beer boy. And now like sort of like eat, pray, love type dude who just likes a Bud Light in the morning still. You know, you can't take the boy out the Bayou, but you can't take the Bud Light out the boy. And, you know, he has a good life with his robot sharks.
How about the first time that he meets his girl, Yara? He says, okay, but before we do that, okay, Jovi has too many fucking teeth, and it is crazy.
Wow.
He looks like Jada fucking De Laurentiis had sex with a shark. It is so
what
many
is
teeth.
What is with you and these sharks?
Just saying. Sharks also have a lot of teeth, bro.
So do you think that's a coincidence that he also looks like Jaws from James Bond, that villain?
Yeah, explain to me how that happens. He works with robot sharks and he's got shark teeth.
Wow.
The truth is out there.
Okay, I mean, it might. Well, I guess it is. It might be. We'll see. So, yes, he loves, or she loves luxury goods, P.S. So we know that money is being spent. Because it's funny when you see the photos when he's talking about how he travels and then he met Yara in Ukraine or wherever, just on a dating app, how he was just like truly... you know, Bud Light Bayou beer, bro, with the fucking, you know, pocket V-neck tee and like cargo shorts, you know, the charcoal gray shirt. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. And like, Oakley's and be like, hey, I'm like with Yara. And then over time, like he's dressing a little bit better. Like he was wearing like some weird snazzy pink dress shirt for his interview shit. Mm-hmm, and I was like, okay. She's been shaming you slowly because she's probably, you know, she's like, I can't be looking like class and you looking like trash. Can't get with your deadbeat ass.
That's a bonus to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's a no scrubs bonus. We all know that.
Yep. That's, what is that? That's looks like 14. 30K. Is that? That looks like 30K on my end.
No, you know, hold on. I had to just smack the computer. Yeah.
I think you need to restart the algorithm.
I'm going to restart it. But yep, that's, yep, exactly. 30K. Oh, boy.
You knew this relationship was going to be trash from the moment when he said, like, oh, yeah. So we met up in Budapest the first time. And, you know, I thought it was just going to be like a fling where I just get ass for 2 days. And then it was just like super awkward. But then we had really good sex and then things got better.
As it does.
Miraculously. And I was like, oh boy, this is not going to work out.
Right.
And then she got pregnant. Then she had a miscarriage. I mean, they've basically already lived.
Been like, through it.
Like 2 years worth of a relationship in like such a short time, at least 2 years. I don't even know.
And they've been together for a minute. Yeah. or I think, minute-ish.
My favorite thing, though, is the mom saying, I Googled Ukraine and didn't read anything good. What a fucking bitch.
His mom is really something else. She also, like, what does his family do? I'm curious what the backstory is there, because I'm assuming you have some kind of an education if you're working in underwater robotics. And his mother's house seemed nice. They had a little fucking outdoor chimney joint. And I was like, what the fuck? What's going on here, Joby? What's your parents' jobby? What they do for the jobby? I want to know. So I just want to Google Ukraine really quick just to look at it through. I'm trying to think of what to do. If I look at just, you know, there's always like the Wikipedia snapshot on the side of Google if there's like some, like mm-hmm. if it's relevant. So that one just says Ukraine is a large country in Eastern Europe known for its Orthodox churches, Black Sea coastline, and forested mountains. Its capital, Kyiv, features the gold-domed St. Sophia's Cathedral with 11th century mosaics and frescoes. I like, this sounds wonderful. Overlooking the Dnieper River is the Kyiv...
Dnieper.
And what's, how do I say this next one? The Kyiv Petchlavra?
Say it again.
Kyiv Petchlavra Monastery Complex?
Petroslavsk? Is that what it says? I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at. Let me look.
It says Petchersk, if I'm brutally pronounced. P-E-C-H-E-R-S-K-L-A-V-R-A. Kyiv Petchlavra Monastery Complex. A Christian pilgrimage site.
Yeah, truly doesn't say anything that would make you feel like this is horrible.
No, unless, and then, I don't know, I guess you look at the top stories. UN urges Russia to immediately end occupation for victims of sexual violence
in Ukraine's Donbass. Justice seems distant. Okay, that's not good. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, but Ukraine, even then,
Jewish
I mean.
Ukraine's professor claims he was fired for protesting controversial statue.
Yeah, look up. Okay. Yeah, cut to you search United States, and it's.
I mean, do we
more...
look better? Seriously.
Yeah. Yikes. Anyway, so Jovi does get some outside perspective when he goes to visit his friends Sarah and Klein, who are like his very close friends, and they basically from the jump are like, "Hey, just to let you know, Jovi, marriage is a job." Like, it's not some dumb shit, and we know how you get down, dude. Like, your lifestyle right now, your ratchetry that you got going on the weekends, that will not work in a marriage. So, I don't know if you know about that. And they have, like, basically zero faith in him, even to the camera and him. They're like, I don't know, fool. Honestly, like, I think it's a wrap, to be real with you, which is not a good sign.
I mean, when they first introduce him and he says about himself, oh, I'm a little crazy. I party too much.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing you're thinking isn't like, wow, that sounds like husband material.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, bro, like, if you know what you are, what is you doing?
Yeah.
Just like, what a waste of fucking time for everybody involved.
I mean, on top of that whole shit is that they only have, like, this is more like 56-day fiancé for them, because when she gets there, he has to go to work for, like, a 30-day spell, like, after 2 weeks of her being there. So it's very truncated, and they're already like, how the fuck is that going to work out? Like, how are you, that, okay, good luck with that. So that's what he's dealing with. He gets a nice bouquet of flowers, though. Which is nice.
Also, it made me truly sad for every woman that he's been with where he's like, I've never bought anyone flowers, not even woman. I'm like, mom, friend, you've never bought flowers? I've bought flowers so many times, I literally, I couldn't count. And in Russia especially, it's a whole thing. Like, you give flowers for every occasion.
Yeah.
And you only give odd numbers. If it's even numbers, it's like a death thing.
Oh, shit. My mom has so many orchids. I get my mom orchids. She loves orchids because they're like they're very like meditative because, you know, you got to like take care of them. And then they're like,
really hard to maintain them.
Yo, she finesses the fuck out of them. And then she like has like a fucking, you know, rehabilitation center for people's shitty orchids who they've given up on.
Oh, my God. Can I give mine to her? Because I've given up. I'm very bad at taking care of
it. We'll see. I mean, honestly, I got to get a picture. When this shit's popping, you're like, okay, fool. We get it.
That's like, awesome.
Orchid. I don't know why I said that to be cool, but shout out to my mom, you know, honestly. Shout out to all the moms.
That's an orchid bonus.
That is an Orkin. Orkin man bonus.
Orkin man bonus.
Brought to you by Orkin Pest Control.
That's plus 10K to your mom.
Shout out to her. What else? Oh, one thing I did notice. The building that Mr. Jovi lives in. Does it look familiar to you?
No.
Because it is the same apartment complex where the contestants of the latest season of Married at First Sight New Orleans lived in together.
No, yes. Really?
I fucking clocked that shitty kitchen counter setup instantly.
I'm so bad at those details, apparently, because I had no fucking clue.
I remember watching Married at First Sight. I'm like, oh, this tired ass fucking McFuckville apartment. Like, just so like weird. Down the middle, but trying to be trendy. I don't know. I'm like, this is me with my catty interior design eye coming out now.
Meow. I don't like the countertops. Meow. They're not marble. Meow. and that's not a real Viking stove. Meow.
Which doesn't matter. But the whole thing with, I was like, yeah, this
apparently
is,
does. Damn.
I was just looking, you know. I'm looking, and I was after just like, oh, okay, pandy, that's where people go.
You're not coming over. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, over it's fine. Well, you know, I will read your entire house down to the ground, down to the studs. and that's why people like to have me over and never invite me back again. And I think it's also why the first time I came over, you kept me in one room. And then that was it. You're like, don't go anywhere. Just don't look. Yeah. You're like, I don't need your takes.
You can say some fucked up shit about my office, but nowhere else. So you're nowhere not going to be invited in anywhere else.
You're staying there. Anyway, so yes, that's where they're at. When she gets there, though, when what's her name? Yara?
Yara.
Yeah. I'm like, there's Sarah, Yara, and Sarah. When she gets there, she is like very over it. I get it. She's been on a plane ride for 30 hours, but everything she says, she's like, honestly, like, I can't even like do anything. Like, honestly, just don't like talk to me. Like,
I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm not excited.
Wow. Okay. Shit. It's good to see you, baby. I love you. Thank you for coming.
Jovi, step back.
What?
I love that that's the first thing she says to him. Jovi, step back.
Please. I can't with you right now. I cannot with you.
Jovi, I smell. I'm gross. Jovi, don't touch me.
When they fucking... The whole thing with him trying to be like, well, I thought we could go out, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, fuck no. I'm just trying to shower and sleep. That's it. I get the whole like 30
Jovi hour... is economic, okay? That's why my flight's so long.
Right, right. Oh, she really wanted to hit him with that, you know, that quick shot of being way too cheap as it was. But, you know, the funny thing is, even if you're like on a 30-hour plane ride, I've done it. I've traveled fucking across God's green earth before, but there's something about like arriving somewhere after doing it, like get like after this long travel where your adrenaline will kick in and your exhaustion, you're kind of like, yeah, dude, like let's go. I want to get out there, but I've also done this shit where I'm like dead fucking tired. I'm like, please, I gotta get to bed. But part it's of me felt like I would have been a little more hyped.
Nah, it's insensitive of him to try to make her go to fucking Bourbon Street after a 30-hour flight. That's fucking
no, Bourbon
crazy.
Street ain't the vibe. I meant more like she's down to be like, if she's like, nah, let's do something. But I don't know. Whatever.
Like,
either
if
way.
I was him, I'd be like, baby, like, we can go out to dinner or I can get dinner in and then you can take a shower and sleep. Like, I would be real mad if someone was trying to make me go out. Unless I was like, this sounds good. Because you're right. You either get that second wind or you're so tired that you're like, I need to crash
right exactly. Now. Ugh. Anyway. Yeah. Good luck to them. We'll see what happens.
She threw so much fucking shade, though, because when the producer's like, hey, what do you love about Jovi? I don't know what I love about him.
Literally
I have
said
a good
that.
Body. Not now.
Yeah,
then.
Not now. Then.
I guess I don't drop him yet. So good news, Jovi.
Scam. Scam, bro. Run. But hey, she's got her wonderful outfits on and her cool biker jacket. So you're in for one, bro.
Yeah.
You're in for one. All right, let's take another break and we'll be back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And let's talk about two couples who we've seen take one spin around the rosy before. And that is Rebecca and Zied, whose baby I love you very much, so much. And they're off to a, this is going to be fucking weird. And I already can tell, like, I'm not interested in this.
Bro, why did they bring them back? This is so fucking annoying.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I think people liked, there was some good drama with them when they were on, I guess it was before the 90s. Was it Other Way they were on?
Yeah, Other Way.
Yeah, because she was going to Tunisia to meet up with him. And there was like some interesting culture clash moments, like with her tattoos and like just her, you know, general, you know, agency, sense of independence that she had, which was running afoul with cultural conservative norms there. And yeah, like there were moments like that. I remember he took off dramatic on a fucking ATV when he like discovered it was like photos of like her ex. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, let's get out of here, ATV guy. Whisk me off into the desert, like, because I need to make a statement.
It's almost as good as when Paul would run away and like either like get shot at or go hide in a chicken coop.
I have to, Karini. If you don't understand me, then I have to go to a world where I am understood, which is the chicken world.
Oh my God, Chicken Man, go, you gotta run.
No, you can't take Chicken Man. Chicken Man is my therapist, and I'm making a lot of progress with him.
Chicken Man, no, he doesn't care about you.
You don't even fucking know.
You don't even care about Chicken Man. You don't understand him like I do.
Fucking Chicken Man. I can't fucking believe you guys. You're so fucked up. How could you do that to Chicken Man? Okay. I really want people to check out that episode where Ariella tries to intervene on behalf of a chicken being slaughtered at the market.
It is called Chicken Ethiopia. Man, so you should really check it out. It's one of our favorite things we've ever done.
And the source material, too, because Ariella she intervenes. Okay? That didn't come out of nowhere, y'all. So Rebecca, things have changed for her a bit. Last time we checked in with her, she was a private eye.
Private investigator, which was so dope. And now she manages a Joella's Hot Chicken. Unexpected turn.
I want to eat the food. I couldn't stop looking at the food.
Of course, I was hungry. But my question is, does she not miss busting perps?
I think, you know, because she's done it all. I think she's one of those people. I certainly was like that, too, or like. I could, like, every 3 years, I was doing something different.
I was always doing something different until I found what I wanted to do.
Yeah, sure. But I know people who are, like, you know, in their 40s doing the same thing. I mean, Rebecca is 47. Oh, my God. Did I say 47? Did I underage myself again? I mean, 49.
49.
Wow. Nice try.
Where did that come from? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's fine. Do it. I remember when she was originally on the show, I remember she was doing the most with the filters and the lighting and stuff, and Zied was caught a little off guard when he met the IRL Rebecca, but it all worked out because
your face doesn't match the t-shirt.
It doesn't match, you idiot. You're not the same woman that I'm falling in love with. If after a facial scan, you idiot. Your foster parents have been killed, you idiot. So I want to kiss you now, my sexy. He is known for some wonderful sexy talk, though.
There's all mine.
Oh, fuck.
I want you're to kiss big, you now, beautiful.
You're my big love, my biggest. I want to kiss your face off the skin and eat it like old chicken. Chicken man. Yes. Anyway, the Rebecca and Zied that we know and love, though, they are going to have to live maybe with her daughter, Tiffany, who looks like a little carbon copy of her.
She really does.
For the record. Tiffany and Micah, her fiance, live together and are kind of like offering Tiffany a place to stay, or offering Rebecca a place to stay, since she got a lease running out and is trying to figure out what's going on with her and Zied, this, that, and the other. Is that what's going on?
I wrote down that guy's name is Cody.
You just named him Cody?
Close. I mean, it means that I literally looked at him and I was like, he looked like a Cody. And then okay, I just started calling him Cody.
It's Micah.
It's so not close.
I know, but whatever. I mean, if it has Cody vibes.
He looks like a Cody.
If you looked at him, to be fair, yeah, I think I know someone named Cody that looks like that. I think most Americans do. Like, it's actually, if you wanted to blend in seamlessly into this country, it would be to look like Cody or Micah or whatever, whichever name you prefer. Like, just like how if I needed to, like to get the fuck out, I would go to, like, Southeast Asia or some shit where there's, like, a bunch of shaved-headed monks, and I'll just be, like, walking around with my robe on. They don't know who the fuck I am. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Police will be like, you seen this man? They'll be like, I've seen him everywhere. He is everyone. He is all of us. We are him. We are Legion.
Cut to me wandering around Tibet being like, hey, Miles?
Hey, yeah, who's looking for me in this
context? Who here like 90 Day Fiance? Miles?
Miles?
And then you're like, Sophia, if you can't recognize me, you don't get to have a podcast with me. And then I go, gotcha.
Fuck. Fuck. Oh, good one. You got me. All right. Call Interpol. I guess I'll go in peacefully.
Whatever. Yeah, so, this is so boring. I mean,
yeah, the only thing that's going to happen is some clash of heads here. Between.
Yeah. And she's like $20,000 in debt from all of this bullshit. She's living with her daughter. Ziad is conservative and jealous, so he's afraid that Cody's going to see her in her pajamas, I guess. I don't fucking know. Who cares?
Right.
That's over. I really don't have anything to say. She is so boring. She gets a tattoo. I don't know.
Yeah. Cool. Arabic from like a tattoo parlor in the U.S. where I'm not sure. I mean, I guess if you're just doing like a tracing. But
she goes, she's like, I hope it means what he said it means.
It's like, what? I have I have a feeling he probably like typed it. Like she has a way to check it. You know what I mean? Like, God, could you imagine if she didn't even fucking, I want it to be a surprise.
I don't think she checked it.
Oh, I'm yours and everyone else's. It's like, that's what that tattoo says. Not I'm yours and you're my, oh, fuck.
Just says, I hate Cody.
Yeah. It's like, who's Cody? All right. Now let's move on. Because I think more than anything, we have to be real about something. The truth is out there. Well and truly out there. And Big Mike from Sequim, Washington, and Natalie. Was she from Kyiv? As well?
I don't remember where she was from, but definitely Ukraine.
Yeah. They're back. It ended terribly, I believe, when they were last on the show.
She publicly would not say that she loved him, but was like, I'll marry him. And it was really embarrassing. And he just was crushed. And it was weird.
He was absolutely crushed. He was so disheartened and dejected by that. And then she accused him of cheating at the tell-all because he slept over at his homegirl's house, like on her like bachelorette party because the husband, I don't know. I recall I was suspicious of him.
No, he didn't do anything. He slept over at his best or maid of honor's, I don't know, best woman's
house. He was like the best man for this woman. Right.
Yeah. Her partner who was supposed to be sleeping there wasn't. But like Mike crashed on the couch and like Natalie just thinks it's like deceitful and that he probably like fucked
first of all, we know he's godless. So who knows? He probably was in some kind of sex ritual with his friend and aliens for all we know. Because obviously the truth is out there. Mm-hmm, the Triple X Files is what we call that. Uncle Bo is back at least.
Okay, my only comments are OMFG. I fucking love Bo and I'm so glad he's back. And my only other comment is, I'm sorry, Natalie, who says, just one thing bothering me, where is Uncle Bo? And I thought, oh cool, because she misses him. No.
No.
She doesn't want to stay under the same roof as Bo.
You fucking ghoul.
Are
what
you
the
fucking
fuck?
Kidding me, you cunt?
Oh, wow. Let
you
her have
against
it.
Against Bo, you must go.
Wow.
You against Bo, that don't flow.
Wow. You're putting the rules down.
You know.
I mean, Uncle Bo is, he's a just a
he's
spirit.
An angel from heaven.
Yes, let's be real. I mean, we all know. He's truly.
All he wants to do is fucking have pancakes on Sunday with his beloved fucking nephew and then just take care of the land.
Yeah.
And watch some probably Family Feud at night. What is wrong with you?
Have a fucking
Natalie.
Couple hundred beers. So what?
So what?
He's chilling.
He's charming.
And he didn't need those teeth anyway, so you can stop with your concern trolling.
And
he's free.
Look it. No one loves Bo more than me. The only person whose love is comparable is Bo's love for candy.
He loves candy.
And that is one of the reasons I love Bo.
Very apparent. Very apparent. I want to say it was felt awful when Mike said he wished he told his cat that he wished she could talk. I was like, oh boy, oh buddy, 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 buddy.
Hey, his he has 27 though, acres now. That land looks really beautiful.
Let me upgrade you. It seems wonderful. And his, you know, maybe from there he will finally build the equipment he needs to obviously communicate with the aliens because that's
know
the kind of religion
there,
I fuck with. Okay. I like a higher intelligence, like fucking aliens. Okay. You can deal with your puny god because it's all about the fucking truth. That's
hell yeah.
I'm hoping that there's more butting of the heads over his lack of religion and the existence of aliens, because that was really one of the more rewarding parts of this show was him just fully advocating for the truth because it's up there.
But also him and that cat Arya is really cute.
Yeah. I'm curious. It doesn't seem like they want to be together either, because when she tells him that she got the visa, she's tries to make it like a cliffhanger, but also she's bummed. She's like, yeah, but the thing is, like, I got to be there in 20 days. And he's like, oh, okay. All right, so I guess we'll do that. And it was just so dark. I was like, why are y'all making them do this? It felt weird. It didn't seem like anything either party really wants. More of like another opportunity to just kind of go through some shit again on camera.
Truly, it looked like neither of them were happy about the news, and I think he had major vibes with the hairdresser that he
Thank
told
you.
About her. Way more vibes than he had with Natalie. I think
he
him
should
and the hairdresser
be exactly
should get
Jane.
Together. I
okay, hold
them.
On, my honor. I would like to present the case to just show the, just to put in front of the court. A comparison of interactions between the two couples. On one hand, you have
you may approach
Big
the
Mike.
Bench, my honor.
Thank you, my honor. This is Big Mike and Natalie, if as you can tell. It's not even a photo of them. It's just a photo of an actual car crash involving a flaming dumpster.
Exhibit A, yes, yes.
Exhibit A. Now, Exhibit B, this beautiful haircutting scene from 90 Day Fiancé, where Jane, the hairstylist, is feigning the enthusiasm over Natalie arriving to be still, you know, neutral, to not voice displeasure. It's like, oh my God, that's so awesome. We know deep down it's breaking her heart, my honor. She wants to be with Big Mike, my honor, and Big Mike wants to be with her. She's somebody who understands him and he can be open and honest with. I rest my case, my honor.
My honor, I have to say, you have made excellent points.
They should be.
And my honor, I agree. This court ships them.
Okay.
Case dismissed.
There we go. There we go. More work being done, more work happening in this court than anywhere in the land, I just want to say. And that's our free service to the listeners and the K-1s. But yes, they're my new favorite couple. And the only other thing I want to say is, why does Mike sit so close to his fucking TV?
Maybe
Have
he
you
has
noticed?
Bad vision.
Is that what you think it is?
Yeah, because that's what happened. That's how they knew I had
astigmatism?
I was nearsighted, that I had like fucking sat really close to the TV.
Okay.
They're like, this bitch can't see anything.
There was this like documentary I saw about this like eccentric musician who like needed all these TVs on when they slept, and it just reminded me of like, oh, is he like vibing like this? Like he like has the sound bar is just like right at his like neck, like throat, basically. And the screen is just like right there. And I'm like, oh, he's just taking it fucking all in. Like, this is how Big Mike gets down. This is how he sees through the matrix and sees the fucking truth. This is how he breaks through. This is how he sees the code.
All right. I like your version better.
But also, he does wear glasses too, I believe. So I think that's also,
yeah,
it's always the simplest explanation. But I also like that he's just, hold on, bro. No, pause that, Bo. Pause that. Yep. Exactly. Let me write this down. 4, 7, 8, 3. Okay, good. All right. Press play, Bo. Good. The truth is out there. Yeah, do you think they're going to... The way it ended, I'm not sure who does who dirty.
You know, like yeah, when they tease, show the preview, tease it out? Yeah. It's not sure. She's like, Mike is monster. But it's like, so far, you've been kind of shitty, so I don't know.
But then he's apologizing to her pretty profusely. It was weird because he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Like, it was weird. He was apologizing. And then she's like, now I'm illegal. Like, did he?
No fucking clue.
What happened?
You know, if he had called the cops on her or something, they would have shown that.
Yo, what if his name's not Mike?
The truth is in here.
Yo, that would be tight. Like, she's like, when they actually processed my visa, they said, no, you don't exist. What?
No. When they processed the visa, they're like, he's already married to his cat, Aria. Holy fuck. He lied to her.
Oh my god.
He catfished her, get it?
Okay. Okay, that's enough. We're cutting it off there.
He married a cat.
Pulling the plug on it. That is all wonderful. Right. What a way to wrap it up. That's it for today. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for kicking off another season with us. We will go deeper into the Matrix, obviously, to see through all the horse shit, because we still got more couples to meet up with. And more stories to tell. This is what the part we love.
So excited. Love about
the shit when it's new people and we don't know shit and we make fucked up assumptions and then feel so fucked up at the end when you're like, oh my God, it was trauma the whole time. It was trauma the whole time. But that's what these reality shows are, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
People exploiting each other. So with that, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk some married at first sight, because it's getting a little weird over there too.
Starting to get juicy.
Absolutely. Check us out over there. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram at 420dayfiance. Twitter and Instagram, twitch.tv/420dayfiance. You can, just know that 420dayfiance is a production of iHeart. So for more podcasts, check out the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, I've been Sophia Alexandra. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheSophia, SOFIYA, and also my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown with Courtney Kosak. Or my stand-up album, Father's Day. Won't you check it out?
Amazing. Also, y'all, I need to get some of this merch out of my house. So go to SophiaAlexandra.com. I have some Daddy Issues hoop earrings that are dope. Ooh. I have some sad dad cards that are like really great illustrated postcards that are really funny that you can keep or send people. Please let me get this shit out of my house. That was me being real me. Now, me being fake me, you can find me, Miles Gray, on Instagram and Twitter at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can check out my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, every day with Jack O'Brien and Dope. Yes.
Right. Good on all this. Till then, we'll see you later. Goodbye. Yeah. 420 Day Fiance.